His Glory, His Divine Story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Size Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Welcome to Morning Glory, coming to you live from Prashanti Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. Today is Thursday, April the 14th, 2016. Happy Ram Navami. Wish you greetings as well as the New Year greetings for those celebrating the Tamil New Year. Let's take a moment and walk down memory lane all the way back to 25th of May, 1947. Independent India was yet to be born. In fact, it was 3 months shy of its birth. That is when a 20-year young Satyanarayan Raju wrote a letter to his elder brother. In it, he mentioned, among many other things, and I quote him, "My dear one, I have a task to foster all mankind and ensure for all of them lives full of bliss. I have a vow to lead all who stray away from the straight path again into goodness and save them. I am attached to a work that I love, to remove the suffering of the poor and grant them what they lack. Truth will certainly triumph. Authenticity will win. I will not give up my mission nor my determination. I do not belong to any place. I am not attached to any name. No one can comprehend my glory, whoever they are, whatever the method of inquiry, however long the attempt. Thus, your Baba." Dear brothers and sisters, today, 69 years after this letter was written, as we prepare for the most poignant date in the Sai calendar, namely the Aradhana Day on April the 24th, on behalf of the global Sai family, I beg your indulgence to convey this sentiment to Bhagwan Baba through Morning Glory. Dearest Lord Sai, dear sunshine of our lives, this is a month of deep introspection and reflection for us as we observe this period of Lent, rather Sai Lent, in the form of our giving and forgiving sadhana in honor of your glory. On April 24, 2011, you rose to shine and guide us from above as the cosmic radiance. With your transition to pure consciousness, your tasks became our tasks. Your vows became our vows, and your mission ours to carry on. We accept this gift of divine grace with deep humility and sincere gratitude. Today, via this prayer on your very own radio station, Radio Sai, we ask for your blessings to be able to walk the path you expect of us as your chosen instruments. Please, Bhagwan, bless us to live your message of responsible citizenship, honesty, volunteerism, broad-mindedness, and selflessness, without ever forgetting that you are always guiding us and guarding us to march on without any fear. Dearest Lord, please keep us sharply tuned to the whispers of your wisdom, so that we may think, speak, and act precisely as you would expect from your darling children. For we belong to you, we long for you, and you alone. Thus, your loving children. Offering myself at the lotus feet of our Lord Sai, the heart and soul of Radio Sai, as well as this voice and listener, this is your host Karuna, Good morning, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome once again to Morning Glory, and thank you very much for joining us on this bright and seasonably hot Thursday morning, April the 14th, 2016. It's about 32 degrees outside our studio right now, and the time in the ashram is exactly 45 minutes past 9 a.m. Indian Standard Time. The weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a few broken clouds here and there. We are expecting afternoon high of a balmy 42 degrees, overnight low of 29 degrees Celsius. By the way, I must mention to you that I nearly got late for my show this morning as I was driving to work. It's just an interesting aside, because as I was driving up the main road close to the general hospital, there was total traffic jam, which is very unheard of in Puttaparthi at a time like this. In the morning, and there was rush hour traffic I was caught in, and the rush hour, if you will believe, was caused because one public transport bus decided to stop smack in the middle of the road, leaving not enough space for anybody except two-wheelers to pass. And I was wondering why the driver was smiling and chatting with someone and just so relaxed in the middle of the road with mayhem behind him and on the other side. And then it became apparent to me that he was waiting for his big bottle, big plastic bottle, to be filled with cold buttermilk. Somebody was selling buttermilk on the sidewalk, and the driver needed his hydration. And I think for the safety of the bus, I was willing to sacrifice my time and wait for him to find his 4-liter bottle filled with maybe 5 liters of buttermilk, which he smilingly accepted from the window, placed it nicely in his bus, and then he decided to move, and suddenly all the traffic was able to move. So it is so hot here that I think we all are drinking a lot of coconut water and buttermilk and regular water, but the cool breeze of Swami's love makes it so bearable and so enjoyable, even the hot weather. We are loving it as it is. Parthi is our destination for all reasons and all seasons, and it will always remain so. Now, having said that, we must acknowledge that we are going through a month of mixed emotions for most of us here in the ashram. While we are celebrating New Year of various communities across India in our ashram this month, it's hard to actually believe that nearly 5 years have passed since that fateful moment on April the 24th, 2011, when our lives spun topsy-turvy with the transition of the divine form to the formless. For many of us, the eerie silence of our hearts has found solace at the sacred site that oozes divine inspiration and great cosmic action. The holiest spot on the face of planet Earth, the Mahasannidhi of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. To the cosmic energy emanating from the Mahasannidhi, we bow over and over again. As we head into Aradhana Mahotsavam, today I have a question for you. So please be ready to send in your answer, and also feel free to mention your favorite bhajan and write me your full name and the place where you are located. I will play the bhajan requested by the first few correct respondents next Thursday for you. But I will announce all the names of those who got the right answer right here on Morning Glory today. Incidentally, I won't be here to host the program next Thursday, so I will pre-record next week's program along with your favorite bhajans, and you will be able to enjoy the same on Morning Glory next Thursday. As they say, the show must go on. So, dear sisters and brothers, please pay close attention. Here comes the question for this morning. Soon after, Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba was born as Satyanarayan Raju in the remote village of Puttaparthi on November 23, 1926. A great seer and an enlightened master of India came out of his long and deep silence and meditation. And he announced to his disciples that an oceanic floodlight of cosmic consciousness had descended upon the earth, and Krishna consciousness had assumed a human form to restore dharma. He also announced conclusively that the purpose for which he had been praying had indeed been accomplished. This declaration came after a long period of intense meditation by this great master. My question on Morning Glory is two-part. Please give us the name of the spiritual master and the date of his historic declaration. My clue for you this morning is that this enlightened soul lived in Pondicherry, at the time of this declaration. I need a two-part answer, name of the seer of Pondicherry and the date of his declaration. Answers may be emailed to me right away at karuna@radiosci.org. That will be karuna@radiosci.org for org. And please don't forget to mention your full name, your location and your favorite bhajan. If you are one of the first few to reach me, I will play your favorite bhajan next week. But today I will announce the names of all those with the correct answers. With that, I am now happy to announce the file I will be playing for you this morning, namely our feature presentation. This is an interview by my colleague, Brother Bishu Prushti, and he recorded this in the year 2014, in the month of July, with three of Baba's devotees from Turkey. Now, this interview is very, very interesting because it brings in a fresh perspective of the devotees from the Middle East, as it amplifies their understanding of Bhagwan Baba's teachings and the universal relevance against their own spiritual and cultural traditions in Turkey. By the way, it's a two-part interview, and today you will hear part one, and next week I will play part two. After this interview, I'm going to announce the names of the listeners who have answered my question correctly. And very important announcement this morning is that today I will debut for you right here on Morning Glory two more wonderful audio specials by Team Radio Sai. One is a bhajan by the one of the best singers in the Divine Valley. And for a change, it's in the voice of a lady, a melodious nightingale from Puttaparthi. The other is an instrumental piece. Both will be debuted on Morning Glory with my personal guarantee that you will love every second of those two offerings at the lotus feet, as which is very much a part of our giving and forgiving sadhana. So you just can't afford to go anywhere else. Stay with us for the entire show and throughout this holy day on Thursday Live. So now, let us tune in to this Triswit Divinity interview with Turkish devotees. It's hosted by my colleague, Brother Bishu Prushti. Please enjoy.
Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome to Trist with Divinity, our series of conversations with people who have been touched by the love of Bhagwan. And today, it's my great pleasure to have in the studios three devotees from Turkey. Yes, from the Middle East. And there are more than 300 devotees from the Middle East region who are here in Prashantalam for their Parthi Yatra. It's been almost 1 week since they are here in Prashantalam, and they've been having wonderful satsang sessions. Today is 19th of July 2014, and just this morning the devotees from Turkey sang bhajans in the Sanctum Sanctorum. The previous evening they sang songs in Bhagwan's presence, and today we are here in the studios just to know from them, how does it feel? What is it they have been experiencing last few days that they have been here in this divine hamlet? And when we heard that there are some devotees also from Turkey, apart from Oman and all the other nations, we got even more inquisitive, and that is how, by Bhagwan's grace, we have now in the studios three devotees. Orchun Don, he is a finance analyst in an internet company from Turkey. We also have Brother Umit Sile, who is a software architect working in a software company. And we have Mr. Rafi Bedikyan, who is the chairman of the Turkey Sai Center. There are two Sai Centers in Turkey. He is the chairman of one of them. Professionally, he is an industrialist. So welcome all of you brothers to the studios of Radio Sai. So, Arjun, can we start with you? You have the brightest smile here.
Thank you.
So how has it been in Prashantalam? How does it feel being here?
Well, it has been the fourth year, but each year is becoming more and more intense to me. I think this is directly becoming more aware of Swami and His presence. I mean, wherever you are, and feeling Himself in your heart more and more. So it is becoming more and more intense to me.
Feeling Him within.
Yeah.
It's becoming more and more intense.
Yeah. Because as you take part in the Sai activities in your country, you become slowly merged with them. I think I feel this way. So it makes it intenser to me each year coming here.
So once you come here, this feeling of knowing Swami within, experiencing Swami within becomes intense.
Yeah.
So it sort of recharges.
Recharges, of course.
Wow.
I totally agree that.
Wow, wonderful. And how is it for you, Amit?
Oh, it's full of realizations.
Realization? What sort of realization?
I mean, you have your time and you can practice the things you're really reading, try to merge with your life. And you start realizing what Swami is actually talking about. So being here, I think, makes the progress very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a, by nature, it's a very blissful area.
Yeah.
And you can concentrate and think on Swami.
Mm.
So
it's really beautiful what you're saying, in the sense that once you come here, apart from it giving you that bliss, that peace, it is also helping you to understand Swami's teachings in a much more conscious manner. You're more aware of what Swami was trying to convey.
Correct, yes.
That's really wonderful, because ultimately we really need to take everything, all the experience has to be converted into action. And for us to convert that into action, we really need to understand at least some of it. Only then we can practice them. And if it is helping you, I think that is really His grace.
Yeah. For example, we're talking about seva and what is seva. I just realized that you can do seva every second.
Oh, yes. Oh, wow.
You can share your experience with people. You can help anybody in many ways. I mean, it should not be physical, but you can reach out people, feel your share your experience. So, in that sense, you can devote every second of your life to Swami, and everything can become seva in this way. I realized this week.
Yes. So you don't have to really physically go and help someone.
Yes.
You can just be yourself and also serve.
And Swami gives a lot of opportunities to physical seva here. It's also like a role play. You learn how it feels.
Yes.
For example, even giving a big smile is very important,
oh, yes,
you know, when you're serving.
Yes.
I just recognized this week that when you serve, if you have a big smile on your face, it's totally different.
Totally different.
Than with a smirt.
Yes. No. I think if you serve with a smile, even if there is less salt in the soup, people will not mind it.
Yeah.
It will still be nice. The coffee will taste much better and the pudding will taste much sweeter. Because you're just, you know, you're so happy that it came with so much love. You overlook everything. Because ultimately it's a mind that experiences everything. And the mind will just tell the tongue, hey, forget it. You know what? It's fantastic. It's really amazing. I mean, it's so beautiful when you realize these little things of life, right? These things is what makes our life so beautiful. And this place has the power to give us those feelings, give us those insights. Because it is so suffused with His love. This is the most, as I always feel, this is the most love-charged place on the planet. Because this is where He lived for more than 60, 70 years. So, Mr. Rafi, tell us about your journey to Swami. You've been one of those who came to Bhagwan very early. You're the chairman of the Sai Center. You came to Bhagwan in 1994. It's been a very long journey with Bhagwan.
Yes, first we heard Sai Baba name from Kaya Gunatha in 1991.
Okay.
And we study with him 2-3 years after he took us to Prashanti Nilayam, 94 December.
Yeah. Mr. Kaya Gunatha is a very long standing devotee, and we have also had him in the
80s. From
we've had him in the studio before.
And first Christmas time 94, came to Puttaparthi, and with 36 devotees of Turkish devotees. And we had in 15 days three interview we received from Baba. First, 30th of December, and second one, 31st of December, and the third one is 6th of January,
95.
And this three interview is we became the follower of Sai Baba.
Those interviews did something to you?
Yes, did. First one, we go with 36 devotees. Babas do a lot of things, rings, and even do halwa in his hands.
Oh, so I met halwa. Halwa.
Yes, ask to ladies that how much time it takes to cook halwa. They said that ladies, half an hour, 45 minutes. Baba show his hand and said that, what is in this hand? They said nothing. We are nothing, Baba, nothing. Baba said that all universe in this hand.
Wow.
In this hand. And what, when Baba wants something, is its own hand.
Yes.
Anything.
Yes.
And start to halwa, full of halwa in his hands, and 36 person eat halwa. In the interview room, finished, and Baba asked, anybody wants? Yes, Baba, yes, and continue halwa, and we eat halwa in the room.
God.
Yes, all the ladies, gents, we ate, yes. And do rings, a lot of things.
So many materials.
Yes, and after said that tomorrow, the families, Monique will come to interview, and in that time, I came here to with families. My wife and my daughter, it's 4 years old, now 24. And with my family, next day, again take interview. Baba and Baba took us the inside room, the small room, us, and give instruction for our family, problems or things, what must do. In that room, only Baba spoke, give instruction to us. In that time, there is, in Turkey, there is radical Islamic movement. And we are thinking with families that we can go U.S. or U.K.
So you were thinking it's better to move out?
Baba said that, don't worry, I'm blessing Turkey. Live in Turkey. Don't worry anything, and do what I am saying, and your life will be my message.
Your life will be my message?
Yes, that is important.
Wow.
Don't talk any politics, don't argue, don't read, don't look at television. On the politics.
So don't just cut yourself from the politics.
Yes. No, no politics. No any arguing, discussing, reading that in newspapers and watching television. And that do what we are saying and do it. Your life will be my message.
Was that?
And the last. The 6th of January, again, Baba take us interview room and said that there is one lady that handicapped. His leg is not working. She had an operation, nine operation, but she couldn't walk. He did a lingam. Yes, not a lingam. Baba said that put in the water and drink it. And immediately that night put and morning start to drink. 6th day, she's walking.
She's not walking after 6 days.
After, that's yes.
Wow.
This lady now is living Turkish lady in living Holland.
So she's there now.
Yes, she's Holland. Yes, and it's we are when we are. Very happy. We turn back to
all these things that you have heard in the scriptures.
Yeah, yes, we live in 10 days. This all the things. Yes,
all,
yes. All in 10 days, and after 95 of 70th birthday of Baba, 95, and we came again. Very huge crowd here, 1-2 million people.
Yes.
You know, yes. And we said we came with Kaya Günata, and I bring my brother with me. Now he is the other center chairman also, and one engineer with us. 4 people came, and we. Stay at Ejvarama school in that time. There is conference, world conference at the same time.
Yes.
And in that days before, 5-6 days before birthday, Baba asked to us to interview.
Ah.
Yes.
Even when there was so much crowd, very
so much,
so much.
And we start to cry. We are very happy. And in that interview also Dr. Goldstein there and ask Kaya, talk with Kaya Baba, and he materialized one ring to brother Kaya.
Okay. Oh,
yes,
ring.
And one engineer also asking some physical things to us. That's how the ring become, how the lingam becomes. And, and Baba say, come boy, and do a ring and put his hand. Lay down, start crying in the interview room and ask Baba to Goldstein that, you know these people? No. The country, you know? I don't know. So, this country is Turkey. Said Turkey, Turkey. Yes. You know the in the map? Yes. Even you don't know.
Somebody asked Dr. Goldstein.
Yes, Dr. Goldstein. We are looking the other side. You don't know even this people is doing this. This is explained to Goldstein. Goldstein.
Somebody explained to Goldstein, doctor.
Yes. And a lot of things special. And we come out and very happy we are. And I'm visiting Puttaparthi also every year, 3-4 times that birthday Shivaratri.
3-4 times in a year?
Yes, and Yatra. This year it becomes
so
three.
You come 3-4 times?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. People in India also don't come.
And 97, again we came with the families and a few, 15 members with Turkish group, and we had an, again, interview, 97, with Baba. And Baba again, the Turkish group and the Venezuelan group take in the interview room and take the Turkish group inside the small room, and in that room ask that what we are doing. And I said that I'm thinking to establish a center. In that time, there is one center that Brother Kaya Günata is chairman. And in that room, I asked Baba that I want to establish. I said that, okay, I will give my rope.
So he said,
yes.
I'll give my rope.
Yes. And I will give a ring to you, this. And ask the ladies that what color can I give him.
Oh, the ring?
Yes. Ladies said it green.
Oh.
Yes, Baba said, okay, green.
Yeah.
And
so that's what you're wearing now, the green.
Yes, 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 green one. This is Baba's.
Wow, it's sparkling.
Yes. And we came out. Baba said that I will give the dress outside, and the ring I will give the Venezuelan group all together. Come on. And we came the big room. Stay. Baba said that Venezuelan group, you know this guy? asking my dress.
Oh, everybody shouting, Baba, give me dresses.
This is this boy asking a dress from me. Okay. Go back and bring dress, Baba, give me. And again, 10 minutes later, he's asking drink from me.
Oh, he's asking that.
This boy always asking something, and now asking green ring from me.
Ooh, do green and put Baba.
And look, he's clapping his
eyes. Winking at you.
Yeah. Yes, everybody asking, give Baba ring to me, give Baba dress to me. You know, Venezuelan group, yes. Mm. But Baba said that he will establish the center Turkey for that reason, and us. It's very, we are very happy, yes. Wow. And I came out, Darshan, and came this corner that, before this coffee shop, there is some placket that, thought of day.
Thought of the day.
Thought of day. Yes, and we look, very happy, very happy Baba.
That's what is written there.
Yes, and we are continuing like this in Turkey, Istanbul, with Brother Kaya guidance and Sairam guidance, doing all study circles, Narayana Seva, bhajans twice a week. And every Tuesday study circles we are doing. But we are looking at your website and thought of today. We are taking that that Tuesday thought, and we are discussing.
Discussing on
yes,
the,
and one hour full.
Wow.
Yes. And after we are chanting Gayatri Mantra and closing the session. Yes, and this year we prepare monument of Baba.
Monument?
Yes, yes, we had monument, and not stone, that's with the hair or everything. Oh. You have in your mobile the...
You're preparing a life-size...
Not a little big.
Oh, even bigger.
Big, yes. But in Turkey, they instruct like that. But now we will do the same sizes. And with sitting position and standing position, we will do two monuments this year. But the same exact position. And we put our bhajan room.
Oh, okay. You have it on the mobile phone. Okay, wow. Oh, it's almost like Bhagwan is alive there. He's blessing you.
Change the whole atmosphere in that praying room.
So the moment someone enters the hall, they'll feel that Swami's there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Very much there.
Yes, 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 yes.
So what will this monument be made of?
That's like some material, plastic or material, yes.
I think silicone, you said.
Silicone, oh, yes. Okay. So you and have all the hair is...
Natural.
Natural, yes, natural.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Everything this, yes, and shave, after shave, yes, they prepare like that, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, very, very different eyes is, that's...
And this robe is what Swami has given?
Not that one. That robe is on the chair.
On the chair.
Yes, okay. On the chair.
Oh, okay, on the chair you have placed Bhagwan's robe.
Yes, on the chair.
I mean, there are so many living symbols of his presence.
Yes.
And now you have a figure which is so alive.
Yes. So alive.
Amazing.
Somebody is coming from outside of the country. It's...
To do it.
Yes.
Amazing.
Very surprised when coming, it's Baba.
Yeah, because as I'm seeing this picture on the mobile phone, in the moment you come in, anyone will just be completely taken over.
Yes.
They just have to sit there knowing he's just standing there.
Yes.
Wow. Amazing.
And after, I don't know exact years, that youth conference, first youth conference, Baba gives one dress to my daughter.
Okay. So,
we are doing all that Baba says to us.
Very happy.
Yes. We are trying to do, my life will be his message.
Yes, he's trying to live a life.
Yes, before going out to room, interview room to Darshan, Sai Kulwantol, said that
he called you.
Yeah, call us again. Said that don't forget it. Your life will be my message.
Wow.
It's very heavy.
Very powerful.
Very heavy. Very
heavy. Yeah, I mean, yeah. In one sense, it's a huge responsibility.
Yes.
But in another sense, that is a way to lead a blissful life.
Yes. Life. Yes, yes, yes. We are very
and,
happy.
And you have taken that as a mantra of your life, to live that.
Yes, it's...
That is Bhagwan's word.
Yes, yes. Not easy. You are living here. Yes, you are.
I know in the world outside there are many challenges.
You have big responsibility also.
Yes.
Sairam.
But he takes care.
Yes. Every moment.
Yes, absolutely. We really would like to hear more from you about how you feel his presence more. But let us go back to Arjun. So, tell us, Arjun, take me back to your first darshan.
First darshan. I was not aware of it. To be honest, in fact, I started to come to Sai Center 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. But before that, I believe that it started way back from that. When I was 12 or 13, I'm not sure about the age, but I was a really, really small kid.
Mm-hmm.
It was like night, 11 p.m. or something. My parents were just sleeping. Mm-hmm. I was alone in the living room watching TV. Suddenly, on one channel, a TV program started, and they were referring to Sai Baba. They were showing Sai Baba, but in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
He does that, he did that, and people are, attracted to him this way or that way. They were just having a negative presentation about him. Since I was a little kid, I watched the whole series, but I had no thought on my mind who he could be. Even though the program was negative, I had no thought on my mind, neither negative nor positive. Mm-hmm. So I just watched it. And after 8 or 9 years later, it was my I was 19 or 20 years old at that time. It was a really depressful, difficult time for me.
Mm-hmm.
My father, my parents had to change their jobs after 17 years of working someplace.
Okay.
All my childhood passed in somewhere, but we have to go another place. It was so depressful for us. I was so alone. Rejected in university even among my friends. Mm. I was undergoing a lot of things.
Mm.
So I tried to find a way out of religion.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to read, I wanted to get close to what Islam says, what we should do, to get over this or to become
to
close to God.
You're looking for solace somewhere, support, some solace.
Yeah.
And you went to religion for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was a well-played, well-organized play for me to, just extract what was inside. It was there, but something had to, take it outside.
Yes.
That depression was
sort of the catalyst which helped you to get into all this.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Just I went on, the daily prayers in what Islam says, but also still depressed and not, having a sign of getting used to it or getting over it. But I was continuing it for almost a year or so, one or two years. When I was 21, I contacted to my old neighbor. They were followers of Sai Baba, but I had no, trace of that in our time when we were living together with them.
Mm-hmm.
We lived together for 17 years, mm-hmm. but they were Sai followers, but I had no,
You didn't know at all?
I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so surprising, and after my depression, and after we moved out from that place, mm-hmm. after 1 or 2 years later, that depression, got me there to their home again,
okay.
but this time for Sai Baba.
You visited an old neighbor, and now you realize that they are Sai devotees, and you were actually with them for 17 years, you never knew that.
Never knew that.
Okay. Interesting. So what happened then?
What happened then? I opened up myself. What was I having those times? I mean, to be honest, every day it was a really worse day. It was getting worse and worse for me. It's becoming alone. So there was no meaning of life for me. I mean, I was just so in pain. I mean, not in physical, but those thoughts. I don't know if they were mine or not. I was just so angry with myself for something. Just praying to die. I mean, why am I alive still?
Oh, the pain was so much.
Yeah, it was that much. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I opened up myself to her. She's also like a psychologist. She was also like a healer, like Mr. Kaya. She listened to me, and we tried to find a way out. But at that time, she introduced me to Swami and about his teachings. There must be a reason for all that you have undergone, she said. Still not about, but I tried to, I continued to go there and talk to her more and more. She gave me books. It was slowly getting a meaning. I was slowly getting something out of it. But at this point, for now, today, when I look back to there, it had to be there. I mean, if you want to eat spinach today, you have to, you know, cook it at a certain heat. I think that heat was my depression at that time. I had to, you know, just bring it to a certain level.
Yes.
So, day by day, in 2 months, she mentioned about the group that they got together, but the first time she mentioned about Baba, there was a guru in India, a leader, a spiritual leader, and having these books, having said that and this, so she was mentoring me with what Baba said. Also, it was the summer of 2010. They had another pilgrimage tour here.
Okay, it's a pilgrimage planned.
Yeah. They were performing Turkish classical music, and it was so enchanting.
Yes.
I watched it over and over, over and over. Then I realized the group, and Mr. Rafi was heading.
Yes.
She just requested me, she just invited me, come and see.
Okay.
The first night I attended, it was a Thursday night, it was a bhajan night. It was amazing, everyone was so devoted to what was singing there. And nobody was just even blinking eye to each other, just connected to Baba. The music was really at high pitch, at high frequency. The leaders were taking, and the chorus was following them. The music was really different, because for the first time I'm hearing bhajans in Sanskrit, and it was so different. It just took me. After second or third time, I really get attached to it. Now today, I'm not even listening to another song, just bhajans.
Only bhajans?
Only bhajans.
Oh my God.
That's all.
You got so enraptured with bhajans. Wow. And so you came to Parthi in 2010.
After 1 year, I came. Also, Baba's Samadhi was, Baba's Samadhi took place. But I think it is not that important to see him physically, because in many of his discourses, even I think more than 90% of them, he tries to convey the message that there should be heart-to-heart connection with me, not physical.
Correct.
There should be heart-to-heart. If you develop this, if you develop this kind of love, you will achieve me. You will achieve that so-called realization.
Yes, absolutely. So in 2010... you came to Prashantinilaya?
No, I just watched it.
You just watched the video?
Yeah, watched the video after she introduced me her group.
Okay.
It was 2011, after Samadhi.
After Samadhi you came?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And now you have that heart-to-heart connection with Swami.
I'm trying to. I'm trying. Let's be trying. Because it is endless.
Wonderful, wonderful. But as you mentioned, bhajans have become so much a part of you now.
Yes, of course.
Even though you don't understand some of the words, they are Sanskrit words.
We're getting used to it, because in our translations, and there are certain people doing translations from this Prashantinilaya, you know.
Yes, literature.
Literature. Yeah. They're translating. I mean, up to 50 or 60 books were translated, and also some, you know, Sanskrit terminology is also converted. They're also preserved. they just give the word, then the meaning in paragraphs. Uh-huh. So we just get used to get.
So you slowly, with the help of this literature, you're knowing more, and so now you're liking it.
Also, English translations are available on the web.
Yes. And you like the tune and the way the bhajan flows.
Of course. I have already listened to many of your tutors.
You listen to bhajan tutor?
It's enchanting, yes.
That's
connecting.
So do you like that, you know, in bhajan tutor, we try to give the word by word meaning of every...
Does
that help you?
Really? I mean, some of us really don't know, because Baba says, try to understand what the bhajan says. Mm. That will connect you, I think.
Correct.
If you do not understand what you're saying, it is just lip service.
Correct. Correct.
Isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, that's that's something which really is so heartening for me.
Of course.
I mean, really so happy that Bhagwan is helping us. I mean, in being of some use to somebody somewhere. So, Umit, tell us your story. When did you really fall in love with Swami?
It's an interesting story. My father was a spiritual person. And he taught us Islam when I was a small child. Mm-hmm. And I was always in search of why we are here. Yeah. What's the purpose of this life? And after 30 years, I was still nowhere. And I started Qigong training by myself from books. Taoism, Reiki, mindfulness training. So I was just in search
to look for answers within.
Yeah, looking for answers, but even all those different sects give some superficial information, but the reality is mostly hidden. Mm-hmm. You know, I had an illness. And I went to many doctors. My feet were getting purple and swollen out of something. And in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock, they started burning. So
the feet?
Yeah, feet. His feet was on fire.
Oh my God.
So I go to a medical doctor. She said, don't walk on the grass ever again. It can be allergic. Chemo allergy, please, it didn't work.
Don't walk on the grass.
Yeah, it will.
Okay, that's what she does. Okay.
She was MD, anyhow. But the medication didn't work on me. Mm. So I went to my Reiki teachers to try to get help. And then they said, I think the issue is above us. So they forwarded to me to a spiritual healer.
Uh-huh.
And when I first met her, I explained the situation, and she did some healing, and she mentioned the name of Sai Baba, nothing else.
Uh-huh.
I have never heard of him before, and it was 2 years ago. No idea who Sai Baba is. I thought it was a local monk in the, you know. Then I went on and opened the internet, wrote Sai Baba and started looking on. It was very interesting. If you don't know anything about Sai Baba and you go to internet, you get a lot of information, some of them good, some of them bad.
Yes.
So I thought to myself, it's my decision.
Yes.
Not the media's decision, what I believe in. That's very
it's
important.
You don't want to go by the media, you want to go by yourself.
Your heart.
Your heart.
What it says you, because... Yes. You are the only one who is making a choice.
Correct.
That's very important. So I kept my mind open. After a few weeks of hearing, I was introduced to Sai Center in Turkey. And before that, she gave me some books. Like I started with Sadhana and started reading. And
Sadhana, the inward path.
Yes.
Okay.
Hmm. And when I started reading the book, there was nothing superficial about it. It was all hard facts.
Yeah.
What I was searching for 36 years, it was there in every line. I mean, no word more than necessary. So it was unbelievable for me. I started one book, the second book.
Mm-hmm.
And she introduced me to the Sai Center, and the first day it was bhajan singing. I just sat there, and since I was a Muslim, it was another shock for me. You know, there were a lot of objects, pictures on the walls, people are chanting the names of many gods. Mm. So, you know, it's totally understandable for hard
someone who's brought up as a Muslim.
Brought up as a Muslim. So I said, just try to listen and be open-minded. Keeping an open mind is very, very important, I believe. So I started to go to this study center in Turkey, and they had the discussion sessions, learning sessions, study circles every Tuesday. It was very interesting. The topics were very interesting and very relieving. And at first, you read things, but you don't understand. So I started thinking about every word again. You know, you think you know the word's meaning, but in fact, you don't know. It's filled with some ideas, but you have to go deep into meaning of every word. So we call in Turkish tefekkür, which means to think on something for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And practicing, trying to live this sentence, for example. So day by day, it started revealing the meaning of these sentences.
The more you contemplate or not on it, revelations come.
Yes, and for the last 2 years, I'm slowly contemplating more and more, reading more, and trying to get connected.
Wow. So can you share one or two insights, one or two such realizations that you've got after contemplating on Bhagwan's teachings, and how that has helped you in your life, in your daily life, in your professional life, personal life?
Last year it was my first time in Prashanti Nilayam, and I think it was the second day of bhajans, and everybody was singing bhajans, and they put up the video of Baba on the screen walls, and he was walking. At that moment, I felt that he's actually walking. Physically, he was there, and a tsunami of love was coming to my side. I started crying. It was like mother coming with all love and hugging me. I still can't cry right now. It was such a strong emotion that I realized how much God loves us. His love is infinite. Maybe I felt a fraction of it, but it was life-changing. So I understood what love of God can be, even a little bit. It's beyond explanation. So when you feel this kind of love, it changes you. It really, if somebody loves you so much, you love him back.
Yes. What did you do?
It's unstoppable. You know, you owe him so much because it takes care of you. I mean, you are here because of him.
Correct.
The reason of existence is God.
Yes.
So he is the mother, he is the father.
Yes.
He gives you food, he dresses you, he sends you to school, he finds you a job, he pays you the check, he buys you a new car. He does everything
for you. How can you not love him?
Of course. One of the realizations was actually, I was contemplating on love. What is love? It was a few months ago, and I was thinking over and over, what is love? Because you like many things, but love of God, love of a girlfriend, love of mother, you know, it was just not right in the place. And after a week, I recognized that love is actually becoming aware of something. Because for a beautiful car, you like the car because it's beautiful. You start understanding the aspects of beauty, and then you like this car. With divinity, divine love, I think day by day we discover what is divinity, what is divine, and then our love becomes bigger and bigger. So it's not a word, it's something that gets bigger every day, but with awareness. So I understood love is actually being aware of it, being aware of something very beautiful.
Wow. You you realize that you don't, it's not liking something because you know something's about it. You, more and more you discover how profound it is.
Yeah.
Something like that. Very difficult to describe, yes. There's one definition of, again, Bhagwan once told one student that true love is infinitely, supremely deep, expansive, and selfless. Infinitely and supremely deep, expansive, envelop everyone, and selfless. That is what we have seen in Bhagwan, and I can only think of Bhagwan as you mentioned, you know. And how can you not love him? Because we have only seen that aspect of him. If it is anything that Bhagwan did all his life, he did only this. He was only loving everyone. And that is how he has, and he continues to do in his own mysterious ways. And that's how we are here today. You from Turkey and me from a small state in Orissa, and we are in India and we are talking. So, Mr. Rafi, tell us, you are saying that there's so many ways now you continue to feel his presence and he's guiding you, he's guiding the organization there. What are those moments when you cherish about the instances when you felt his presence so much and you felt Swami still with us so much?
Yes, we are as like you. You are living in Prashanti.
Yes,
24 hours.
Yes.
We are living in center 24 hours. That's one building.
So you create the Prashanti there.
And with Brother Kaya, same building.
Mm-hmm.
One flat is that kitchen
mm-hmm.
for Narayana Seva. One flat is health clinic.
Okay.
And one flat is center.
Three health clinic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And one flat for our living, family living.
Okay, so one floor, each floor is dedicated to one thing.
Yes, one thing.
One is for Narayana Seva,
yes.
And we are clinic, one is for temple, and one is for
family living. Yes, wow. Yes. All the flats is belong to Baba. And
it is his house.
Yes, his house. And we are, every day we are aware with Baba, we are living with Baba, like, and we feel Baba every moment. We are, every hour, if we need some help, solve the problem, if it's something, it's, we realize that Baba is pushing. Yes. You can, how we can do, we are very few person.
How many people are there?
It's almost 10, mm-hmm. mostly 10
mm-hmm.
people. That these people are doing this, all this sevas.
Mm.
Bhajan singer is the same.
Mm.
This came here, four singers,
mm-hmm.
two singers in Turkey, that's six
mm-hmm.
maximum. Every this singers is singing Thursday, Sunday,
mm-hmm.
doing the same people for two, three peoples doing Narayana Seva, all the Sevas. And Brother Kaya and another Mr. Swat, that university teacher.
Oh, yes.
Yes, maybe do an interview.
Mm-hmm.
They translate 50 books, only Baba literature. Baba's discourses,
50 books that
Vahini, Vahini's.
Wow. Wow.
Speaks and Baba discourses.
Wow.
And sadhana, all that. All that books is 50 book translated and published, 16 book translated, ready to published.
Wow.
In 1-2 months.
And 16
and yes, Brother Kai wants to finish all the Baba's literature, all the speaks now.
Okay.
We are finishing the speaks and very few Vahinis there is. And we are translating only the Baba's literature, not it's Rafi saying book
no
or
Swami's
books,
personal writing,
personal
messages.
Messages, yes.
Wow.
And this is Baba's grace, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, Baba's grace.
That this work is happening with just 10 people there.
Yes, this is
amazing.
Yes. And not only this, there is in this group, in doing this bhajan singing or doing seva and doing at the same time EHV teachings.
EHV
teachings. Yes, and this 2013. And this year also, mostly in the government school, our normal persons teaching EHV.
Okay, so devotees
without,
are teaching
without
EHV.
Any diplomas, anything, government permit to us to teach.
Wow.
You can teach.
That's amazing. In a Muslim country, the government
yes,
has given
government,
permission
yes.
to teach
and,
EHV.
And government children prison.
Prison?
Prison. Yes, one day a week.
In
the prison, yes. Oh. They are giving and giving EHV lesson there to the children in that prison. So. And the schools, 3-4 students. So this is doing it, this 10 people doing this.
Only 10 people doing all
approximately, yes. There is devotees coming to
help
bhajan.
Mm.
Coming to study circus, but mostly this
the core team is
living with this.
Yes,
your life is like
only
with only this. Yes,
life is only
your
this.
Your life is.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
Yes.
Just like yeah,
yes. Just like
in Prashanti. We all
yeah.
time are busy
yes.
in his work. You
yes. His work, yes,
busy
yes,
in
yes,
his
yes.
work
because my thinking that Baba. Always giving. That is the love, giving. Always giving. Nothing, no any minutes for
ourselves.
Yes,
yes.
Yes, we are going to this way.
Same.
Very
following
slowly,
on.
Very slowly. Not comparing with Samami. Don't.
No, but that
yes, Baba always giving. 24 hours
absolutely.
giving. All
absolutely.
The universe. Yes, yes. This is the love.
Yes.
Love.
We in our own ways.
Physically.
He is the sun. But we can be little candles. He's given so much light,
yes.
so much warmth, and just like, the sun burns itself out to give us happiness.
Yes.
To give us warmth.
Yes, also Orchun now this 4-6 months start, we are doing the DVDs,
mm-hmm.
Baba's
discourses,
and we are writing on the right subtitles,
Turkish.
Yes, Turkish
wow.
start. And he is now trying to prepare DVDs because before bhajan, we are showing a video to mm-hmm. Baba, videos, darshans and mm-hmm. these things. And for the health clinic that patients is waiting,
mm-hmm.
We are planning to put television and video that Baba's darshans or anything, and we need the documents
mm.
for the hospitals,
mm.
for the schools. We need because a lot of people that coming to health medical clinic mm. for health and asking that who is Baba? It's Baba. We must show to his works
yes.
first.
Correct.
We cannot explain that Baba is God first step.
Correct.
We cannot.
Yes.
After we are going to one books,
yes.
his life, we have a book for Baba's life,
mm-hmm.
and Sadhana, or after Vahini Sin,
yes.
Dhyana Vahini, or because a lot of people going to meditation course, yoga
yes.
course, and we are giving that Jyoti
yes.
Meditation. Yes, we are...
reading literature which you can give to people who want to know about Swami.
Yes, we need this document. We have no document for that Bangalore hospital, this hospital.
Okay.
You can, if
yeah,
you can help, yes.
Oh yes, we can.
You can send email. Orchun is looking for on this
oh,
matter.
Sure,
you can,
we have enough
you can contact with him.
Sure, sure.
He's in difficulties to prepare.
Uh-huh.
We are buying from
Buktras
and your...
Yeah. Yeah. But we have a lot of material on the internet, on Radio Sai website, I can guide you, which you can just download, all available free. You can download, translate, and you know, you can make your own booklets and publish it there.
Well, up until now, for our documentation, we have gathered a lot of information, a lot of videos also, also articles
mm-hmm.
with various peoples. with various people. But I mean, for creating our documentation, we need high quality, I mean, videos for this. Because on internet you have a small quality, a low quality of videos are available.
Yeah, you need high resolution.
High resolution. These will be, I mean, watched by people. Because as I remember, from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna, if you ask me, I think, I will, within 99% of likelihood, I will recommend you the karma yoga. So Bhagavan showed this love in action to us.
Yes.
So we have to show love in action also.
Absolutely.
We want to, you know, we're trying to contemplate a series of Bhagavan's life is love and action.
Mm-hmm.
We thought of four episodes of series,
mm-hmm.
starting with his life,
mm-hmm.
who is Sai Baba,
mm-hmm.
then going with seva, education, and health.
Yes.
What was done?
Mm-hmm.
So
wonderful.
We're gathering information. Also, we're working with very good people, very devoted people.
Very nice.
We have studio, small studio. Built a like this.
Okay, just a small one.
Small one, yes. Orchun is
Looking after the studio.
Looking after
so it's a studio to meant for recordings?
Recordings, yes.
Audio recordings?
Audio recordings also.
Very nice.
And we are doing the bhajan recordings sometimes. And
we'll be happy to, I'll be really happy to help you in whatever way we can in terms of giving you this content. Because content is what you need to translate,
course, yeah.
and be it for to create something, audio or text. So definitely we'll do that.
Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome back to Morning Glory. We are coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, on this 14th day of April, 2016. The time in the ashram right now is exactly 47 minutes past 10 a.m., and the current temperature actually showing at the Sri Sathya Sai Airport right now is 36 degrees Celsius. Sunny skies expected to go up to 42 later in the afternoon. You just heard part one of a Tryst with Divinity conversation by my colleague Mr. Bishu Prushti. He was in conversation with three devotees of Bhagwan Baba from Turkey. We look forward to your feedback to this interview. As always, we welcome your comments, thoughts and suggestions at listener@radiosai.org. And dear listeners, please note that I will be playing the conclusion of this very interesting two-part interview on Morning Glory next Thursday. So please don't miss it. And now comes the very interesting part about the quiz question I had asked you earlier on the show. Namely, can you name the sage of Pondicherry who had made a very prophetic announcement soon after Bhagwan Baba was born here in Puttaparthi? And I also wanted the date when he made the declaration. As you know, Bhagwan Baba was born Satyanarayan Raju in the remote village of Puttaparthi on 23rd of November 1926. Meanwhile, in Pondicherry, a great seer and an enlightened master of India came out of his long and deep silence and meditation. And he announced to his disciples that an oceanic floodlight of cosmic consciousness had descended upon the earth and Krishna consciousness had assumed a human form. The avatar had been born to restore dharma. He also announced conclusively that the purpose for which he had been praying had indeed been successfully accomplished. This declaration came after a long period of intense meditation by this great master. The correct answer to my question is, it was Sri Aurobindo Ghosh of Pondicherry who made this announcement a day after Bhagwan's birth, namely on November 24th, 1926. Now, most of our listeners who responded have the correct answer. A few of you insisted it was on the same day as the birth. Actually, according to the records we have, it was the following day, on November 24th, that Sri Aurobindo came out of his meditation and made this announcement. Now, the following listeners got almost all the answers right, and I'm very happy to read their names and also thank you all for participating. Mr. Tarun Kanti Ghosh from Kolkata, although his date was off by a day, it's all right. It was 24th of November. Thank you for your participation. And your name of the seer is correct. Brother Ajay Rajan from Chennai, India. Congratulations. Both answers right. Dr. Jitendra Mulki from Dahanu Road, Maharashtra. Thank you, sir. Sister Sunita Menon from Bahrain. Absolutely right answers. Brother Subhash Lakshmi Narayanan from Dubai. Thank you, Subhash, and your answer was right. Sister Raji Venkat, Mumbai, and Mr. Gopalakrishnan Ramanan from Mumbai, who is an ex-student of the Sri Satyasai Prashanthi Nilayam campus, Satyasai University Prashanthi Nilayam campus, batch of 2016. Thank you, Brother Gopalakrishnan, for participating. Sister Purna Janki Raman from Sharjah, correct answer. Sai Krishna from Hyderabad, congratulations, you got it, finally. Sister Shashita Shatigar. Sister Shashita, it was not Sri Ramanan, and it was the date was not actually 14th of April, 1915, but all the same, thank you for participating, appreciate it. Shankari Subhash from Dubai, correct answer, congratulations, Sister Shankari. Suhana Patel from Johannesburg, South Africa, right answer again. Some of the children who always participate, and we love having them on the show. Wonderful to announce the names of Shweta Palakur, 12, and Shreya Palakur, age 5, from Irvine, California, USA, and a very young Veda Patel from Johannesburg, South Africa. All three young ladies, you have your answers right. Mrs. Padmavati from Chennai, thank you for your participation. Right answers again. Pooja Sahani, another ex-student of the Sai University, batch of 1997 from Anandpur campus. Pooja is in Hyderabad. Correct answer, Pooja. Congratulations to you. And finally, Dipali Chakku from New Delhi. Congratulations, Dipali. Your answer is right as well. So congratulations go out to everyone who participated. And some of the early, I have noted everyone's favorite bhajan, whoever sent me theirs. I will try to accommodate as many in the order in which I received your answers for next week's show. So you can hear your favorite bhajan on Morning Glory right here next week when you tune in. And everybody, thank you for participating. Now I noticed a few of you thought it was Sri Ramana Maharishi, but that would have been Thiruvannamalai, isn't it? And I do hear of this amazing meeting between Bhagwan Sri Satyasai Baba and Sri Ramana Maharishi when Baba visited Thiru. But I don't have all the details which I can authenticate and share with you. So once I become privy, I'll do more research. I'll be more than happy to share that with you. What I have heard is just out of this world and amazing. But at Radio Sai, we like to do our homework before we announce anything. So let me do a little bit more homework on the meeting between Bhagwan Sri Satyasai Baba and Sri Ramana Maharishi. With that, I'd like to move on and tell you how happy I am to play for you an amazing piece of music this morning. It is a bhajan called, actually, let me give you a bit of a background. It's a Carnatic music kriti. It's set to rag Abhir Bhairav. It's been composed by Sri Sadashiv Brahmendra, and it has been sung by the Sai University alumna, our own Nightingale, Sister G. Vidya. The flute in this piece has been played by Sri Neelakantan P.R. from Chennai, and the ghatam by Sri Sainath of Chennai. And the song is Pibare Rama Rasam. And just to give you a gist, not all of us might understand the meaning, it urges the listener to drink the essence of the name of Lord Rama. Actually, the listener urges his or her tongue to drink and savor the essence of the name of Lord Rama. And it tells the tongue, if you chant this divine name, it will help you to distance from sin and negative association. The name of Rama will fill you with a sense of fulfillment and positive rewards. Rama's name will distance you from the grief of the cycle of birth and death. This name of Rama is the essence of all religions, scientific treatises, religious treatises, and the Vedas. So, this is a song, as I said, composed by Sri Sadashiva Brahmendra, and our divine Bhagwan, beloved Bhagwan Sri Satyasai Baba, has sung it on many occasions. Today, please enjoy it in the melodious voice of Sister Vidya G, who is a resident of Puttaparthi and an ex-student of Baba. As I leave you to enjoy that song, I wish you well, and I hope you have an amazing day ahead. And let me check. Yes. And if there is time, I will play for you after this the Shiva Panchakshi Stotram, which I debuted last week on Morning Glory. Have a listen, please. Have a great day ahead. Jai Sai Ram.
So, I mean, when you look at it, Bhagavan so clearly...
Shiva Panchakshi Stotram. Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai.